Hello, good
Hello.
evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Now, to begin, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I support it.
And the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
Strongly support or just somewhat support?
Strongly support.
And some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly report.
Okay. And do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
About right.
And in terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spend tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner? What do you think?
I really don't know how to answer that.
Okay. And now
Repeat that one again.
Okay. In terms of providing public services, do you feel
okay.
the state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or in a wasteful manner?
Wasteful manner.
Okay. And a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
And the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Lower
costs. Will you support that?
No.
Okay.
Yes, to support lower costs because it's outrageous.
Okay. And now telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
Yes.
Support? Okay.
Support.
And the next one, veterinary PAs are like a physician assistant trained to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnoses, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Support
yes.
or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in the print and online newspaper on a regular basis? Should or should not? What do you think?
Repeat that again.
No problem. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the print and online newspaper on a regular basis? They should or should not?
Should not.
And sir, I would like
I'm going to hang up. I'm expecting a call. How many more questions have we got?
We're at 50% now, just maybe five more minutes. Can you please
I don't
help
usually
us out?
Like to do this because, you know what, your questions, they go on and on and on. Not just you. I don't mind doing a survey because I understand it's important, but there's too many questions, sir.
Yeah, I understand. I need to read everything verbatim, but I will try to do this as quick as possible, please. Just we're almost done, really. So how likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a print or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida economy? Are very important, somewhat not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
And now, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should or should not?
Should not.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? Should or should not?
I'm thinking about that one. Should not.
And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Repeat that again.
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
They should be consistent.
Okay. And do you know how to swim?
No.
And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill? Yes?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or do you think they are on the wrong track in general?
I think they need improvement. So what is that?
Wrong track, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. You strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that
statement? Strongly agree.
And next, I will read you two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please just tell me which come closer to your opinion, okay? The first one. Public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Or the second one. Public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
They should just stick to
the first one or the second one?
They should just stick to the curriculum.
And in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
Not me, but everybody else I know has.
And has anyone in your extended family or friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes?
Yes.
And do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Absolutely.
Do you think? Yes, they are or no? Yes?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And the last few questions, again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Do you feel that local government in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do or no, they do not?
They do.
And do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit in density adjustment or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? They should or should not take more decisive action, okay?
Sure.
And if an elected official at the local or state level is strongly advocate for programs aimed to creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers, such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your voting decision?
Very likely.
More likely, okay? And finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. it will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65, whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes.
And the last few questions for statistical purposes, what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over, I'm 82.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American,
white.
Hispanic?
White.
Sorry? Okay. And do you consider yourself Cuban-American, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school, yes or no?
No.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I'm female.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and cooperation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help and for your patience. Have a great night.
Thank you. And good luck.
Bye. Thank you.